This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's funny, Rach, I know we're on 104.1, but I'm so used to looking at the giant sign behind you that fell down, so I almost screwed it up.
It fell down today, and I'm happy to report I was not touching the sign whenever it fell down this time. Because last time I backed into it.
And we don't have the skills to put it back up.
No. Well, it's held up by, like, thumbtacks.
Yeah. Like everything else on the show. So we have the reputation for doing anything we can for veterans, and I stand by that. Anytime you have something to talk about, an event or an issue, or you need help, just reach out to the show, and we'd like to help you. Today we have a couple friends of the show. We have Eric Marlinghouse. We have Vic Souders, both of whom we have connections to. So, Vic, you're a daily listener.
I am a daily listener.
And you took over Phoebe's room for your son when Phoebe was born.
That is correct.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. How did you know?
Your voice.
Okay.
I've been a listener to you for years until just recently when you switched times.
And yeah.
It's just the time doesn't work with me with work. So
you heard me talking. You're like, okay,
yep.
Here we go.
I glanced down. It's like, oh, okay. And I knew that was kind of going on in your life.
Right. Well, that's a very cool connection. How's your son?
Oh, he's doing great.
Good.
So he's about to go back to college for his junior year.
For his own good, keep him away from Phoebe. That is the one favor I'll do.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's at, but I think they're going in the opposite directions right now. So
you guys are a part of the American Legion Post 422 in Soulard.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's just neat.
Yep.
Like, I grew up, so my dad was in the Navy, World War II. My brother was in the Army during Vietnam. Going to the American Legion was a weekly thing for us. I didn't get it back then. Now I kind of get it a little bit more. But for those of the rest of my listeners who did not serve, as I did not serve, and don't go to the American Legion, what is it? What's it about? What's its purpose?
The American Legion is the nation's largest advocacy group for all veterans. So you hear about the GI Bill. That was the American Legion. I should have a lot more notes on me about all that I've been so focused on our particular post that I don't have those kind of talking points popping right up.
Yeah.
But like every post, now that I think about it, every post has a service officer or should have a service officer that helps. Okay, let's face it, the VA is a difficult thing to navigate. I need a little bit of help trying to figure out how to do it. And so the service officers will help them out. There are other organizations that have them. Anybody that's willing to do that is a great human being.
Yeah.
American Legion was founded right at the end of World War I.
Yeah.
Original things were started in France by Teddy Roosevelt Jr., who was directed to do so by General Blackjack Pershing. And another fact, as I was pulling into the studio, right across the street where the bank's at right now, mm-hmm. used to be a hotel. That is considered the founding place of the American Legion here in the United States in 1919. There's a little plaque out front that the bank put back up there to commemorate it.
How about that?
Yep.
So that's where they had their meeting to say, we should do this.
Yes. That's where they had their meeting that basically, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Now it's a real organization.
That's so cool. There's a club in town, the Racquet Club, that has the Lindbergh table, which is where the reason it's called Spirit of St. Louis is he met with a bunch of rich guys there, and they funded his trip, and I sat at it. In fact, I didn't use a coaster, so I kind of got yelled at.
Yeah.
So tell me about your American Legion in particular.
Okay. We were founded in 1946 by a bunch of people that lived in the area of what is now Soulard. They were all veterans from both World War I and World War II. All American Legion posts are named after someone who gave their life during a war.
Hmm.
And so the members of our post,
you pronounce it.
Yeah, okay, I'll take care of it. Three gentlemen, Barlog, Kujai and Zero were all residents of the Soulard area, and they had pretty much all of them had brothers or other relatives that were founding members of our post.
Okay.
Bounced around. The post started off in the basement of a church, and then it moved into the current building that we're in. I don't remember the exact year when it moved in there. I want to say it was like 58-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we've owned it since, and basically had nothing done to the building pretty much since
that's cool.
year.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, that's true pretty much a lot of American Legion. So.
Yeah, yeah, we're a small post. We're around, 100 members.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got some really dedicated members in the post who volunteer their time and put forth a lot of effort to make the post as positive as we can.
Yeah. So I know you guys have some events we're going to talk about. Yep. If I were just to walk in your door on any given Monday night, would someone say, like, hey?
Well, they'd most likely say, how did you get in here? Because we're pretty much only open for events. With us being in Soulard and there's so many other bars, we can't be like a lot of American Legions and VFWs that can be open for, on a... any given night, just to let the general public come in there and operate as a bar. And that's how a lot of those posts can stay open.
Yeah.
And it's been difficult in the last couple of years for us. I mean, we were looking into selling the building last year. As we came out, we reorganized a few things. We asked the surrounding neighborhood to dig in a little bit deeper. We got back into off of our little winter hiatus, and we started making some decent money. We're doing okay now. We could always do better, but at least we were so close to closing, and now we've actually got some money in the bank, but not enough. I mean, we're still just going to continue, and that's what we'll do. We'll just continue where we're at.
But Dave, to answer your question, if you came in on a random Friday night when we were open, so typically we're open the third Friday of every month for events. Yeah, you'd be welcome with open arms. You know, we invite the community to come in. We can't survive without the community. You know, a lot of our members are older than you, Dave. Mm-hmm. They're,
we're the young guys.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And I'm 55 and Eric just turned 55 and we're the young guys in the post.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we love having the community there and we love, being able to do things to support the community.
Yeah. Like Vic was saying, every third Friday we do our third Friday happy hours. We get a live band in there. We serve music. We serve food that is far better than what you're ever going to pay for any place else.
Yeah.
And we always change the menu up each time. And it's a very small menu. We've got one of those coming up this Friday that Vic is taking charge of.
My friend and I, Sarah Siren, last year did a pig party where basically we had a combo platter of different pork meats, and it went off really great. In fact, it was our best event of the year. So this year is pig party part two, and Sarah and I, again, will be cooking all the food. We're going to do pork belly burnt ends. We're having cracked bacon, which is like a walking bacon type. Sarah is doing a pig club sandwich, which roast pork, ham, bacon. There'll also be some St. Louis style ribs on the plate. Sarah's doing a corn salad with bacon that's really amazing. And I'll be doing a Cajun mac and cheese with andouille sausage.
Did you hear that, Andrew? A corn salad with bacon. Did you clock that?
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all he heard.
He started writing with a crayon. Corn? I don't know what that was.
And Sarah's also doing a dessert, which will be a bacon donut.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Bacon maple donut.
Bacon maple donut. Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you guys have coming up you want to?
Absolutely.
For the year 2024, the post was named the Legion of the Year for the city of St. Louis. So we're going to follow that up and thank everyone that supported us through such a rough year and still helped us get out on top. We're going to do a pig roast.
More pork.
We do actually do other forms of food. But yeah, we're going to do a pig roast. I haven't done one of those in over 10 years. So the food will be open to the free to the public. And then it's an American Legion. So the drink prices are definitely not going to break the bank. I'd love to see everybody come on down to that.
That'll be September 15th. Yeah. I'm actually calling it Vic and Dave's birthday party.
Yeah. Yeah.
My birthday is the 11th and yours is the 6th.
Yeah.
And we'd certainly invite you and, you know, anyone from the show.
Yeah, I believe that's actually September 13th. Whatever, 13th, September 13th. That's 13th. Perfectly fine. Yeah, yeah. We'll go from 1 to 6 on that.
Yeah.
We've got, like I said, we always get music at the happy hour. We got the Day Drinkers, which is a band that kind of moves around the St. Louis area quite a bit. They've got a good following. They love getting them there. They always do what they can to play for us when they can. And then the 9th Street Surfers will be there on the 13th, which is another, they float around throughout the St. Louis area. They've got a, occasionally have a guest bass player that you've played with few times.
Yeah.
So Greg Halub sometimes. I'm not saying he's going to be there. He probably won't be, but you never know.
Yeah.
They always have great musicians that play with them.
We need to get my band out there.
Oh, that'd
that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Do a DGS night. Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be absolutely excellent.
Is there a website people can go to?
We've got a lot of different Facebook pages. The post itself... I know this is going to bore everyone, but BKZ, Post 422 in Soulard, American Legion, that's the post page. We've also got a group that do not necessarily have to be veterans, that they can jump on there, the Friends of the Soulard Legion, BKZ, Post 422. And then just strictly for the Third Friday Happy Hour info, it's the Third Friday Happy Hour at the Soulard Legion. And that's the number 3, not spelt out.
But we'll do everything we can to help you guys. That's great.
Yeah, thank you for having us so much on the thank you so much for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
X 323 alongside with Rachel and Kevin and Andrew. We have Dave Murray, the fifth Beatle, joining us in the next segment. Sweet 16 with Skip Weber is going to be here. I was just talking about it's National Pet Month with Zero Res. Today, the Sweet 16 is best fictional pet of all time.
Love it.
Yep. DJ's Happy Hour.
Ooh, sounds good.
Anyone want to kick it off?
Let me look at my sheet here.
I got stuff.
Why don't you start, Dave?
All right.
Vacation guy, go first.
One serious, one not serious.
Caveman. Vacation guy.
You know how much I worry about Alzheimer's, and I clock everything. They believe that they may have found the Holy Grail, and it's lithium. Not the kind of lithium that you take for antidepressant or antipsychotic, because I would be on that tomorrow if it were. But it's the kind of lithium you get in your food, and it's not that much of it necessary. But they've used it in mice with Alzheimer's or some sort of, who knows how they give the mice that, or they just wait around for them to get it. But it's actually reversing it. So that's really, really hopeful.
Man.
On the goofy side, a cockatoo, you're picturing the bird, a cockatoo has 30 discernible dance moves.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I see them on TikTok once in a while. They're funny as hell, man.
30 different moves.
Yeah.
It's interesting that they're all, it's like, do they have like the electric slide or something that they're taught at cockatoo school?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird that they're all doing the same thing.
I don't know which is funnier, that cockatoo have 30 different dance moves, or that Kevin is like, oh yeah, I know them all.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I'm watching them.
I don't know if I know them, but I know the birdies. They're funny. You put on music and they just start their little routine.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Rach?
Okay. I didn't really have a happy hour picked out, but since you brought up the birds, I recently watched a film from the 90s that you all will roast me for. Have you ever seen the movie Polly?
Like P-A-U-L-I-E?
It's with a bird. P-A-U-L-I-E.
Yeah, I can see the front of the movie.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
It's a good movie. I thought it was it's really good, and I cried watching it. It was sad animal movie.
Sounds like more of a confession.
And Polly should be on the Sweet 16 of Best Fictional Pets, because I was watching this. I'm like, why does my boyfriend want to watch this movie? This is so stupid.
Did he set you up?
Yes, because I was like sobbing at several parts in this film. It was so unbelievably like touching and sad and a good pet movie. I would say like don't watch it with a little kid because they're going to cry.
Who is the human star?
There's not really like a...
Do you want my Netflix password? Like, what is it? You're watching
Netflix.
Like free Tubi
Tony
movies.
Shalhoub. It's got Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, that's why you watched it.
Well, that's why I was convinced to watch it. That is correct. I love Tony Shalhoub. But it's like Jay Moore from SNL voices Polly.
Oh, the bird talks?
Wow. Yes, worse. That's the whole plot of the film. He's a bird
and
talks.
Freaking stupid Jay Moore.
He's really coming at you.
I know. It's... And the funny thing is, I told him I watched this movie, and he was like, oh, yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Oh. No, I wouldn't have said that about Polly. I said that about the last weird movie that you brought up. That one I was like, I remembered.
Sorry for having hobbies and for getting into films.
Classic films.
You're a cinephile now.
Yeah, film noir.
Classic parrot film.
I'm going to start a Letterboxd account.
I was going to say, Rachel's super active on Letterboxd, but it's all like Tin Cup with Kevin Costner and Don Johnson. Three stars.
Anyway, check it out. It's free on YouTube right now. Anybody else got a real quick happy hour?
Was Kurt making fun of your crying?
No, because he knew I was going to cry, because that movie is legit sad. It's very touching.
I can never make fun of someone for crying. I cry at every movie.
Well,
like, literally every movie. Like,
animals.
Just the end of a movie makes me cry, because I'm like, it's the ending.
I don't,
all things end.
I only cry on porns.
Yeah. Well, that's a certain kind, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think we've gone through the happy hour.
Okay.
I think that's it.
It ended on a dark note.
Certainly did. Nothing awkward there.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back, guys. GGS 104.1 FM KMOX 335. Time to talk to Dave Murray. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Thank you, buddy.
You looked refreshed.
Yeah, I feel good. Feels good.
Good. That'll last for about 12 hours.
Yeah, it was only a 5-day actual vacation,
okay.
Which I found out from my daughter's 2 days too long. She was like, yeah, I'm like a 3-day guy. I'm like, oh, okay, good. But in my version of a 5-day is you cram everything in and you get too much of everything too quick. Too much sun too quick, too much seafood too quick. Then you just get on a plane, you fly home.
I don't know. Too much seafood? Is that possible?
No.
No.
Man, it was good.
So. So good.
So good.
So jelly.
So good. And
what was your favorite? What was your favorite seafood meal?
We went to a place which was nice, but not white linen tablecloth nice on the beach. And I was going to get the mahi tacos, and then they had a grouper, just like a grilled grouper.
Yes.
And I asked Christian, my server, I said, and before I could even finish the sentence, he goes, go with the grouper, 100%,
yes.
Go with the grouper. It was like 2 or 3 times more, but probably the best piece of fish I've ever had.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, grouper's great.
Fantastic.
And you can do it any way you want to.
Yes.
Yep.
They blackened it, but it wasn't super blackened.
Yeah, that's
good.
You
know, it was so good. But then I had some cheap mahi tacos at another place. It was
awesome.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
In Florida, I mean, I'm sure it's the same out west, Dave, but when you're close to the ocean, you can't go wrong with anything because it's pretty much caught that day or the day before.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Yeah, someone was looking at salmon, and we're trying to figure it out as a family, like, how far salmon has to come to get to Florida. Yeah. I think it's pretty far.
Yeah, get the mahi. It's right off the water there.
I think it's
that's
pretty
right.
far.
It's right there.
It just came
right
off the
there.
Boat.
So's the group.
Yep.
So, Dave, I know that August is August. I know that September can be very warm. But can we start noticing, like, with the days getting shorter and, like, are we starting to turn an early corner yet?
No.
Okay. No. Okay, no. Perfect.
Now, with that said, I've got a couple of things to talk about. But, okay. But weather-wise, first of all, the next couple of days aren't too bad. It's not super hot. It's not super humid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, temperature, we're 92 tomorrow. We're like 90 on Wednesday, 92 on Thursday. Could there be a couple of thunderstorms? Absolutely. But that's not too bad for the middle of August. However, come Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, and probably into the following week, we're back into the upper 90s with humidity to match.
Okay.
So it's coming back. A couple of things to look at early in the morning on Tuesday. This is about 30 minutes before the sun comes up. Check out Jupiter and Venus very close together in the eastern sky. They're pretty low on the horizon, but you should be able to see them. Also, the Perseid meteor showers peak on the 12th, the nighttime of the 12th, into the early morning of the 13th. It's pretty easy. You just look up. Mm-hmm. They're typically a pretty good shower. There's also a new tropical storm. It's Aaron. It's off the coast of Africa. It has days and days and days to go, but it is a watcher. However, this when a system like this is out over the wide open waters and miles to go, the computer models go berserk. Just go berserk. And they are ranged. So don't trust them. Don't look at them. Just don't waste your time because they range from a major hurricane to absolutely nothing.
Oh.
That helps a lot.
Mm.
So don't you know, just give it some time. Let's watch it and see what happens.
Yeah.
That sturgeon moon sure was beautiful this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I saw that in Florida. It was gorgeous.
Nice.
So you could see the moon in Florida.
Evidently it's there too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at first he was sad because he thought he would miss the moon.
Right. It was red too. Which may have just been a Florida thing.
What was that when you saw it coming up?
Yeah, it was like whatever night it was when it was full and it was mid evening and I just sort of caught it out of the corner of my eye, but you know, stopped me in my tracks. It was just so beautiful.
It was one of those moons that stopped you in your track, no matter where you are in this country. It was spectacular.
Yeah. I like the Florida weather. I like the pop-up storms in the afternoon. You know, it tells you it's time to get off the beach.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And they're usually really cool to watch.
Yes.
I mean, they're big, and they have a lot of lightning,
yes.
And they can do a lot of stuff, but they're kind of cool to watch.
Super cool. Okay. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a Resume Now survey of 878 workers that was conducted this past May, 90% of older workers report experiencing age discrimination.
Believe it.
It's translated into bias related to pay and opportunities. They say they're paid less than younger colleagues for the same work, passed over for promotions, and are pressured to retire or targeted during layoffs. Now, it is illegal to discriminate against workers 40 and over, but it's still a problem because it just seems like people accept this more than other forms of bias.
Yeah.
It's also an interesting thing. I mean, I say this on the wrong side of that curve, so I'm not really, I'm talking about what is against what will eventually be my interest, but we do that to people in their 20s all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to discriminate against someone for being too young.
Mm-hmm.
You're too young, you don't have experience, or whatever, whether it's related to the job or not. It's just an interesting dynamic that when we're all young, we hate that, but then when we're older, we like that, and we hate the other way around. It's just a fascinating thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Paramount has bought the rights to UFC in a $7.7 billion 7-year deal. So Paramount's going to offer all of these matches at no extra cost. So it's going to be a shift away from the pay-per-view model mm-hmm. when it comes to Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Yeah, so that's basically the model that all the sports, the other sports have been working on, right? Mm. Fighting sports have been much more pay-per-view because... You know, the big fights, the ones that people are willing to pay for, are rare, right? They don't happen that often. But UFC kind of keeps the thing moving with different events and different types of things. So,
I saw something on the Savannah Bananas. I saw the main guy with the fedora interviewed, and he was saying, "We're not the Harlem Globetrotters. We are not just a show team. We want to build, we respect the MLB, but we want to build a league that does fancy baseball so that people have a choice between MLB and Banana Ball. I know. That's kind of my response, too.
Yeah. Good luck with that, brother. Just enjoy what you have and keep doing it because
you're going to
do, because too much of that is just going to get boring. Mm-hmm. What makes it fun is the uniqueness of it. And it's not going to be good enough baseball to compete with a better league that has the best players in the world. Like, the most entertaining thing about any sport is seeing the best of the best compete against each other in a real environment. Everything else is a sideshow, which, by the way, is okay sometimes. Mm-hmm. We like a sideshow as a break. It's kind of fun. I'm not Banana Ball guy, but I get it. I get why people like it because it's fun. But can you really? I mean, like, it's like having birthday cake for every meal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, can't really do that.
So AOL is discontinuing its dial-up service next month after more than 3 decades of operation.
You don't have mail.
About 160,000 people still connect to the internet through their landline telephone service. So they're going to have to figure out another option.
Wow.
I would have never thought that was up.
So, I know.
I don't think I ever did it.
Oh.
I was not an online guy.
Okay.
And for, when I was an attorney, people took care of those kind of things. When I started doing my radio show, I had producers. I don't remember ever dialing up.
Oh, yeah, we definitely did. I can't remember. We must have done AOL, but if we didn't, like, there was another service like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just waiting for that stupid thing to connect sometimes. You're like,
Yeah, and sometimes it wouldn't work. Like, it would go through the whole sound.
Oh, and then it would hang up on you. Yeah. And you'd be like, oh, come on, man. Or somebody would call the house and you'd be like, you just interrupted my work.
Oh, so you couldn't take a phone call and do?
No.
No. Not unless you had a separate line.
Yeah, if you were rich,
yeah,
I guess you could.
Yeah, if you were super rich.
If you're a billionaire. Mm. Okay, so the founder of Arizona Iced Tea is considering raising the price of the company's signature tall boy beverages due to tariffs on aluminum imports. They've maintained their 99-cent price point for their drinks since the early 1990s, but they're saying this might be the final straw to finally up the price.
It's too bad.
Bernie Sanders all but rules out a 2028 presidential run, hinting he's not going to do that due to his age. He's going to be 84 next
month. I mean,
Yeah, I've also decided I'm not going to dunk a basketball.
Yeah, and I'm not going to play for I'm not going to sign with the Cardinals next week. I've decided.
President Trump is considering reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to Schedule 3. That stops short of full legalization, but would significantly ease restrictions, allow for tax breaks, and boost medical research.
What is the current argument against just federally legalizing when so many states have legalized it?
I think it's just the classic.
Yeah, I think it's just
morals.
A moral issue for a lot of people.
Morals. For these people in D.C.?
Right. That's the one bridge too far.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And final story for you guys, WhatsApp is banning 6.8 million scam accounts and launching a safety tool to help people from being duped on their platform. I just thought this was interesting because we talk about, you know, all these spam phone calls, these spam emails, all of this stuff happening. This should be searched out and destroyed way more often than it is. Like, people are just allowed to scam you. It feels like no one ever gets in trouble for this kind of stuff.
Agreed.
So, I mean, I think it's great that this company is at least taking the initiative to protect people from it. They're educating you on, like, how to spot a scam, and they're getting rid of accounts that they know are dangerous to their users.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
You got it. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, Sweet 16 with Skip Weber. First day back from vacation. You know, I was talking at the beginning of the show how every year when we go to Siesta Key, I love sitting on my deck, drinking coffee in the morning and watching the boys set up the deck chairs and the cabanas and groom the beach and the whole bit. And I took away three things. One, physical work, which I used to do, is so hard. They would do all their work. It would take them about an hour busting their ass. Then they would sit and take a break for like half an hour And I just remembered how sweet that was when you'd actually work and then you get to sit down and have a drink and you're in the shade. Mm-hmm. Third, there's always a lollygagger. There's always the guy who, when you're doing a move, when you're carrying couches, grabs a lamp. And in this one, I picked him out pretty early. Like, they each kind of had, like, I'm going to go set up the tents. Okay, I'm going to go do this. Then there's the guy who's like, oh, okay, I'll bring you some spikes to drive in the ground. You know what I mean? Like, that, don't you think that's a truism across the board? When you're doing physical labor in a group, there's always a lollygagger.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Have you ever been the lollygagger?
I'm sure at some point. Yeah, I'm sure at some point.
I've gagged a lolly.
Yeah, it depends on, like, what it is, right? Because one thing I don't like about lollygagging in most cases is it makes the job take longer.
Yeah.
Well, I want to be done with it, you know, ideally. Although sometimes it doesn't matter, right? Sometimes it's going to be whatever it's going to be, and that's when you kind of like, all right, I can chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an interesting word, lollygag.
Mm-hmm. Not sure where that comes from.
Man, that's a great question.
It means to spend time aimlessly, idle, dawdle. You never hear the word dawdle anymore.
No, not a lot of dawdling going on.
Mm-mm.
I also had a dream. You know how you have I have a lot of sports dreams that end up being frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a Major League Baseball player. Durr. And Paul Skeens was on my team. Mm-hmm. And he came walking up behind me and he goes, hey, Glove. And I felt really special and excited. Then he goes, nice shoes.
Oh.
And I was wearing 7th grade girl shoes. JCPenney suede clogs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I can't play in these.
So he was bullying
you. He was bullying me.
What a jerk.
Yes. Oh, I had a dream about Dave, grown-up baseball, Bud Light baseball guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember the full dream, but I remember being at SLU.
Mm-hmm.
And two people that I had no idea who were there, these two guys came up to me and they're like, come here, Wheeler, come here, you got to see this. It's about the game, because apparently I was there to watch a Bud Light game. And I follow these guys over to the Port-A-John. They open the door and there's just a guy in there with the jersey. And they're like, he's ready.
That's hot.
And I'm like, okay, I'll show you where Dave is. That's it. That's what I remember. And I woke up thinking, what the hell?
Try unpacking that one.